views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, March 4th, 2014. 69th show since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Visit us at www.yoandrewnts.com. You could email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Spell it right. You can also tweet me at AndrewTreeGio, facebook.com/yoandrewnts, and Instagram us at YoAndrewNTS. Don't be left behind. You are listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show, hour number two. It should be exciting.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I say
what's great is when you think of winter, you think of the snow, you think of the cold, but the last thing you talk about is potholes, and they're everywhere. And the worst part about it is you have someone who tries to avoid the pothole and ends up creating an accident. So now you have a pothole, winter, snow, and of course, more traffic. It's the winter blues, I like to call it. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I'm Yo Andrew, hour number two. Howard Ford is my phone screener. Mary Claire Siniskalki, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And of course, my father spectating, Teddy Giordano. I know, it's a part of the winter blues. I haven't really spoke about potholes much. I haven't spoke about potholes much because I live in Staten Island, New York. In Staten Island, New York, we get potholes not just from the snow. We get it from a lot of things. We might get it from poor construction. We might get it from, I don't know. cars too heavy, create a hole. I don't know. It's amazing how you would come out of my community and you would see a small hole. And you would ask yourself, where did this come from now? There's a pothole right on top of the hill where I live. I live on a hill. So you go on top of the hill and you make a left. And there's the pothole. Where did this come from? I don't know where these potholes come from. That's when I start believing if aliens are truly real. Because aliens come here and they make potholes. They don't do crop circles no more. They make potholes. That's when it gets crazy here on the program. And everyone lives in different places. I live in Staten Island and just in New York City. We're all seeing potholes. And when you talk about potholes, you then go into infrastructure. Because I see potholes every year. I see potholes exist in so many scenarios. Have I got flat tires? You bet I did. I went through a big one. It was dark one night, and I was driving my car with my coworker. And when I say I heard a boom. My tire. Because you have my tires who get exhausted from going to potholes, into potholes, and eventually it hit that one big pothole. And of course, my tire took one for the taking. So now I'm paying for a new tire, and I'm paying the city for fixing potholes. But they're not fixing potholes. They're patching up potholes. What they do is they create loads of traffic for 3 months. They patch up these potholes. And then, okay, we'll fix it next year. We'll fix it the year after that. We'll just keep fixing it. That's all you're seeing. In New York City, it's just gone bad. Not just here in Staten Island, New York, but everywhere. And I know wherever you're listening from, you might not have many potholes. You might have another problem. And I'd love to hear what that problem is. Maybe we can speak about it. Here in New York, though, we are now hitting it. We're now hitting potholes after potholes after potholes. 136,000 potholes are already been filled by the city. And with a road system that no one can understand, we are lucky enough to fill up 136,000. That's double the potholes we saw last year. And the more snow we get, the more these potholes come. It's becoming a big problem. Because you're going to see this issue. You're going to see an issue like this. Keep being dragged. Until eventually, you can't do anything anymore. Because you're not going to have any money. Because you didn't spend it on what's needed. You're not going to have enough money. And someone's going to get hurt where everyone's going to go crazy. Because that's what happens. When it comes to potholes, it's a part of our road system. When it comes to our road system, it's about a budget. And if you heard on the Fox News update here on the program, you heard that President Obama submitted a $4 trillion budget plan. And in this plan, roads are involved. We shouldn't really be speaking to President Obama about roads because it's kind of hard. What roads are you actually going to fix? I need to scream at New York State. I need to scream at New York City. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm screaming at State for New York City. I got to tell Mayor de Blasio. I say, Mr. Mayor, please fix our potholes for the long term, not the short term. Many of New York highways were built in the mid-20th century. These roads we have are not built for weather like this. I understand the whole conversation about climate change and the whole conversation about global warming. It doesn't matter. You're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days when it comes to weather. That's how Mother Nature works. And if you're not prepared for that really bad day, Hurricane Sandy's a good example, we're going to have very large problems. Now, I love how the pothole conversation in New York City suddenly comes about when everyone's affected. Because Staten Island has been affected for years. When you first came into Staten Island, the problem was there wasn't enough. Then it was the dump. Now you got enough people that live here. The dump's been closed and they're trying to make it into a park. That, who actually goes to the park anyway? I don't know. How do you get there? I have to ask someone. How do you get to the Staten Island Park? I want to do a show there. Just not when it's dark outside. Because probably they'll first, why are you here? Well, it's a long story. I was talking about potholes one night and I decided to do a show in the park. I don't understand. When it comes to potholes, you have a very, very big problem. And many are getting angry. Maybe they'll fix the pothole epidemic when flying cars are around. I mean, Marty McFly from Back to the Future said, we were supposed to have flying cars. We're still working on cars automatically parking for themselves. See what that shows, though? When you look at Back to the Future, Steven Spielberg, Michael J. Fox, great movie, right? What do you see in that movie? You see the future. And when you see Marty McFly in the second one. Come into the future to, you know, it's your kids, it's your kids. He's trying to change their kids' future. You see how everything is all nice and happy and jolly? All the cars, flying cars, all look brand new. The roads look nice. Everyone's on all this new technology that in the 1980s, many would believe we would have. Now look, next year you're going to start seeing hundreds and hundreds of articles. Articles 3 to 4 pages long on how to Back to the Future get it wrong. That's all you're going to see. How did Back to the Future get it wrong? Back to the Future did not get it wrong. Back to the Future showed if the United States of America was on top of their infrastructure, if we kept jobs here, if we made balanced budgets, if we focused on what needs to be funded and what needs to not be funded, we could look 70% like Back to the Future. I can see why we can't have flying cars. Not too many laws, too dangerous, no money, no innovation. I wouldn't be surprised if China has flying cars. The Great Wall of China is probably in better shape than half our bridges, half our roads in this country. Right? Do you agree with me? I rarely talk about infrastructure in this show, actually. It's kind of sad. When I was writing out this show, I said, wow, we're talking about potholes, you know, the winter time. Then we're going to go into how this issue is actually ignored. I'm not going to lie to you. The reason why I'm talking about this is because of what's happening in Ukraine that now is starting to end. Because after Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia's bluff and all of that, that's probably going to leave the news. It kind of influenced me of, I understand what Ukraine's going through. But here in the United States, we have our own problem. When it comes to budgets and jobs, the economy, three of the largest issues in the 2012 election. Now, infrastructure, bridges, roads, falling behind the cracks. The United States is falling behind the cracks. I love that line. We are. Because one day we're going to get hit with a hurricane or a blizzard. And we're not going to, and what we're going to do? We're always going to have money. It seems we're always going to have money. That's why we don't worry so much. Well, we don't have to spend it right now because no one's being affected by it. And we'll have money. We'll ask the president. We'll pressure him. Here you go. He's $1 billion. Why should you spend $1 billion? Where right now you probably can spend a lot less because you're focusing on the issue of potholes right now. 136,000 potholes this year. And we say the snow, the snow, the snow. Probably not the snow. Probably because our dang roads are so old and we're too busy patching it up, patching it up. That's all we do, patch it up. We'll wait till next year. We got no money to fix it. Of course not. You have an 18-wheel tractor trailer sliding through 20 inches of snow where half of our expressways and bridges can only outtake, 10 inches? The majority of Americans drive trucks now, and I have people come up to me, well, I'm starting a family, so I need to get a truck. What? I'm a 90s child. I was in the blue Pontiac, and guess what? We were pretty good. You know, the air conditioner kind of didn't work now and then, but guess what? We got through it. I don't need a big van. And I hope I don't ever get a van. They're a ton of money. Gas. If they break, you probably have to go to a whole different place. Things so big. And guess what? They damage all the roads. So trucks and trailers are not just damaging the environment. They're also damaging the roads. And they're damaging the roads because our roads are so outdated. And what do we do to fix the roads? Well, we patch it up. If you get a cut, I put a Band-Aid on it. If the cut keeps coming back, what do you do? You don't put a Band-Aid on it again. You hopefully go for surgery. Find the problem and heal it. You don't keep patching it up or your whole finger's going to fall off, right? And that's what's going to happen to our highways and bridges. It's all going to fall apart. It's all going to crumble before our eyes. Us falling behind the cracks.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, a dollar will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up. Join us. Aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis. This Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism. And movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio. You can now download the new free Radionomy in the App Store, an app for listening to all your favorite radio stations, storing them in your favorites, and sharing them with your friends. Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations. Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault, October 19, 2010.
You're not going to give me a sweatshirt because you guys ran out of copies. I'm Andrew Giordano. I'm the president of radio. I've been here all day. I'm a junior here. You're telling me that you thought I ran online to get a sweatshirt? I gave him my sizes with my vice president 2 weeks ago on email. But let's go back for 1 second. Well, you don't have an evaluation form because we forgot, because we didn't make enough copies. So you can't get one. So you're penalizing me for your wrong. This was a first impression of the brand new student government administration.
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. I remember that. I remember that like it was yesterday. I remember I walked in and I asked the president of the school. I said I needed this evaluation form. I remember because the school was losing a ton of money and they had to cut off our leadership weekend. And he said, Andrew, you don't need one. We ran out of copies. And I go and I'm online. We're ready to go on the bus. And Angelica, it's so sad because we're best friends now. I want to apologize. She probably won't remember. Well, I do. I have it on recording. And she said, if you don't have a form, you're not going on you're not getting a sweatshirt. And the system made sense. Because anyone can jump online and get a free sweatshirt. Everyone loves free clothes. America loves it. And I said, I don't have one. You ran out of copies. And I was talking to my mom. I was talking to her on the phone. And she said, you can't get a sweatshirt. In a mean tone. And I said, Mom, I'm getting angry. She talked to the president. I got my sweatshirt and I walked away. I was pissed. I got my sweatshirt, but I'm Andrew. You know who I am. I'm the only one that does radio on this campus the majority of the time. Please, give me my sweatshirt now. And usually, I wouldn't make a big deal about it. But I'm there 8 hours, all day long. It was a leadership day. From 8 in the morning to 6, 7 o'clock at night. Longest day ever. Just so the school can save some cash. And then we're going to jip me out of a sweatshirt. Give me that sweatshirt now. And they did. That was 4.5 years ago, though. That's why it's a Yo Andrew vault. That's why it's a vault. Those were the days when I actually spoke about college news. That was my favorite. I love talking about college news. When there was a big fight on campus, my show was on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It was an hour, and then we were once on Mondays, but we really stuck on Tuesdays in my 4 years. And there was always a party Friday night, and a big fight happened. This was the best fight. And, of course, my college handled it wrong. And believe me, I have the right to talk about my college because I'm paying them back thousands of dollars. And, well, let me see. I did how much for them? I'm in their book, for God's sakes. It's hanging. I'm in the book. And it was this huge fight where these three guys, who of course didn't go to the school, were starting to touch the girls. And the girls started to fight with them. And what does my college do? We're all inside. No idea what's going on. We're safe. We're dancing. Da 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 da. And what does my college do? Party's over. Go outside where the fight is. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. We have kids rolling on the floor. We got the RAs, the resident assistants, screaming, get off campus now. And I'm sitting there with my camera phone like, this is great stuff for my show. I'm already booking a guest for the 8 o'clock. And of course I did. What a fight. I'm sitting there with my guest. I remember. I'm like, so, how did it all begin? Well, to my belief, this is what happened. what a day that was. Now I have to sit down and talk about national news. National and local. I can't talk about college news anymore. Only if I, unless I speak about that young girl who's suing her parents. Have you heard about that story? The young girl is suing her mom and dad because they won't pay for her college. She says they kicked her out. The parents say they kicked her out because she was not following their rules. The best part about that story is she left after being kicked out. She lives in the best friend's house. The parents of the best friend is paying for the lawsuit and the lawyer. And guess who their lawyer is? The lawyer is the young girl's parents. Her parents' lawyer has jumped over to the young girl's best friend's family, and they're paying her to sue them, according to BuzzFeed. I'm not lying. Story's hitting viral now. She's a senior. She's a smart girl, but she feels she wants some dignity. Okay, so when the parents pay for your college, so what are you going to do? I mean, that's sick. I don't want to get into that. Back to road. Back to the important stuff. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. What do you believe about the potholes in your area? What do you believe about our roads and infrastructure? That they're old. They can't take up all these new technology. Come to New York City, trucks every single day. They get the snow that doesn't leave for months at a time. President Obama, he released his budget proposal. He released his transportation plan, actually. I love how this year's budget is starting to get some hype. And last year's budget proposal, I remember the beginning of February, there was a report. Congress and the president will miss another budget deadline. Like, what? How did that happen? And this year, okay, we're going to work on one. So what happened to the first year? You just suddenly forgot? President Obama has proposed $302 billion on transformation plan. He is encouraging with this Highway Trust Fund. The Highway Trust Fund becomes insolvent later this year. Roads and bridges projects will cease, payments will stop, and the shockwaves throughout the economy will be significant. The reason that's why he's proposing this bill, because if we don't, the nation's going to face a whole bunch of epidemic. Like, our roads aren't already bad. That suddenly, this is happening. The roads are already outdated. You say that we're losing money now. Well, how much money did we already lose or already didn't spend on it? Let me go on. The American Society of City Engineers supports on all options on the table opposed to funding the Highway Trust Fund. I don't know what this trust fund does. When you talk about highways and potholes, you're talking about what? Talking about probably the national bridges, probably. It's not here in New York. Any comprehensive transportation plan must be focused on modernizing our infrastructure network in order to bound a 21st century economy. Failing to do this will hurt our economy and impact our competitiveness around the world, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers. It is our hope that the President and Congress will work together to make their solutions a reality, and we look forward to working with them on this critical issue. The end. So, you got $302 billion. that needs to go into this highway trust fund. If it doesn't go in, roads and bridges projects will cease, payments will stop, and shock rates of the economy will be significant, of course. Suddenly the world ends. Now there's a difference between an issue actually happening and us to focus on it, and an issue and something happening that's all politicized. We all know the president's doing this to get back at Congress. He wants Congress to sweat. He wants Congress to be under pressure. He wants Congress to not make a deal, or at least make a bad deal. Because in November, the midterm elections, he wants to remind you what they didn't do. Already over 2 million Americans are without unemployment benefits. Yes, that's one strike. President Obama, don't fund the highways. Don't fund the bridges, even though they're already outdated. Gone. We cannot just propose money anymore. We need to sit down and really figure out, so what are we actually building here? Because you got poor roads, you got bridges, you got waterways. That really affects the economy because you're traveling on all of these highways and bridges. American workers. They're the ones that are bringing all of this, all these items. And when you got bad bridges and bad roads, that's a big problem. But how are we supposed to deliver anything? I hope we can figure something out. We really need to sit down and figure out what we need to do. According to Infrastructure reportcard.org, our bridges, if you want to go specifically, our bridges got C+. 200 million trips are taking on these bridges. 102 largest metropolitan regions have bridges. And in total, one of the 9 of the nation's bridges are rated as structurally deficient, while the average age of the nation's 607,380 bridges is currently 42 years old. And according to the Federal Highway Administration, estimates that to eliminate the nation's bridge deficit backlog by 2028, we will need to invest $20.5 billion annually, while only $12.8 billion is being spent currently. So that's pretty bad. Now, we are not just fighting about can we actually spend money because we got none. We're in debt. But like I said, no problem. We're America. Just go into your left pocket. You always have money. We are actually struggling. Now, President Obama, he wants $302 billion. And you have the Federal Highway Administration saying $12.8 billion is spent currently. $20.5 billion. Okay, so that's perfect. Let's look at it this way. If President Obama says $302 billion, and you do that in a span of 15 years, I think we'll be fine. Well, the Republicans don't want to spend any money. And some of them have a good point. We don't got any money to spend. See, that's the problem. What do you mean we have no money to spend? Let me see. We raise our debt ceiling so we can borrow more money. Okay. What else? We're more than six. See, $16 trillion is how much we owe to the Asian markets. Then you got all this money that we're borrowing from probably investors, probably borrowing from banks still. We're still bailing out this one and that one, waiting for everyone to pay us back. I love how we give money to Egypt back during the Arab Spring that everyone suddenly forgot that Hillary Clinton gave Egypt millions of dollars just because they got rid of their dictator. This is a problem. We're behind. And we need to figure out how we could actually fund to fix these bridges and fix these roads. Because they're going to get worse. More people. are being born. More roads, more bridges are under danger. And we need to figure this out. Now, I said $302 billion 15 years. Do we really have to give $302 billion? No. That's a lot of money. And the majority of that money is not going to go towards fixing the majority of these bridges that are rated C+. So how about $100 billion? Where's that money coming from? I don't know. Find it. Well, first, well, you know what? What am I saying? First, you have to see how much money you can actually spend domestically. Then we can really look at how much we could spend towards transportation infrastructure. If you got a $1 trillion budget, how much are you actually going to put? If you got the Federal Highway Administration through their research estimating this is how much money you need each year so we don't fall behind or the roads and infrastructure doesn't go bankrupt. We need, so how about, you know, see how much you can give. And if you give, and the more money you give, I mean, each year, hopefully it'll get better. Because if you leave this alone, it's going to cost more. $20.5 billion annually can turn to $50 billion annually, can turn to $100 billion. Why pay more later? $20.5 billion is a lot, and already we can afford it. But see, if we were focused years ago when the economy was steady, and in the 90s when the economy was roaring, if we were able to focus on roads and highways, then right now, we wouldn't have to spend too much. We can scale back a little bit, and hopefully we'll boost the economy, and we can make it up later. But now we can't. Tough noogie. Sound Clip of Wisdom next. I'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, a dollar will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis this Endometriosis Awareness Month.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of will do.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now. 1-800-579-9189. That's 800-579-9189.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must. With a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio. You can now download the new free Radionomy in the App Store, an app for listening to all your favorite radio stations, storing them in your favorites, and sharing them with your friends. Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations. Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
That's why I do this show. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the passion coming out of me. This is why I do this show for you. For the reason is to inform you. Think outside the box. Stop thinking inside the box and following their procedures. And there is up to you who you think there is. I know who there is, and there is me. And I'm going to listen to what I have to say, and I'm going to tell you what you have to say. So then you don't have to listen to me. Listen to yourself.
Welcome back to the program, Sound Clip of Wisdom Time. It's a time where we play a clip, gives out a message, gives out a issue, a topic that you can take with you when we go off the air. You'll be able to speak about it with a family member, a teacher, a friend, or with me. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. You can email me. Well, I just said that. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. And Instagram me at YoAndrewNTS. Lately, I just been in this huge Pokemon phase again. I love Pokemon when I was a kid. I love it now. And Pokemon, the first season, when it came out in 97, it's on Netflix. That's all I've been watching. I watched so many episodes yesterday because I was sitting all day. I was just watching. I'm about to episode 21. Can't stop watching it. When I was watching it, of course, I found a clip that I really enjoyed, and I said, well, this is Sound Clip of Wisdom worthy. I was kind of on the fence about it. I mean, it's a little bit too childish. Is my audience really going to feel for the whole Pokemon clip? But what this young character says, I like it. What the clip is going to speak about is this. You have many today in the United States who are living at home or are in college, and some of them don't want to leave home or leave college because they believe that it's a scary world out there and they don't know if they can take it or not, but you have to. And that's what this Sound Clip of Wisdom shows, not looking at a human's perspective, but more of a creature's perspective. And this young girl, Melanie, who takes care of Pokemon in a daycare, decides to give one of her prized Pokemon, who protects the daycare, to Ash, the main character, who's trying to become what's called a Pokemon Master. So here it is, March 4, 2014, sound clip of Wisdom.
Is everyone feeling okay?
I just had the wind knocked out of me.
Bulbasaur.
This village is well protected with Bulbasaur here.
Ash, don't you agree that Bulbasaur would be an excellent addition to your team?
Oh, yeah, would he ever?
I think Bulbasaur should go with you.
Huh?
Bulbasaur stayed here to protect the weaker Pokemon, but this village is too small. The bulb on its back can't grow. It needs to go out into the world now, and I know you'll take good care of it. Please do me this favor. Take Bulbasaur with you on your journey. He'll be a good companion.
But what will happen to the village without Bulbasaur?
Yeah, who's going to protect you?
It's true that Bulbasaur has done a great job. Maybe too great a job. You see, these Pokemon shouldn't remain in this village forever and ever. After they recover, the Pokemon are supposed to leave. But it's too safe here, so none of them wants to go away. They don't want to return to the outside world.
Buddy.
But I think it's important that all of them return to the wild. That's where Pokemon belong, and hopefully someday they'll find good trainers like you. Of course, taking care of sick Pokemon will always be my mission, but I know my job isn't finished until they return where they came from, so it's the day a Pokemon leaves that is most rewarding to me.
Melanie, I...
So you see, it's time for Bulbasaur to leave here. Please take it with you. It won't be a burden, I promise. Bulbasaur still has a lot of growing to do. I want it to be in a place where I'm sure it can grow strong and happy. I'm sure that place is with you, Ash.
Well, if you really want me to...
Bulbasaur...
Do you know someone who might be stuck in a house days at a time, goes to college, and stays there? They graduate, but they stay there. They're a part of organizations. They want to work there, and they want to stay there forever. Why? Because they get too comfortable? It's safe. Just like what the character Melanie just said in that sound clip, it's just like human beings. Human beings are not made to be in one place for a long period of time. They need to go out. They need to explore. In the Pokemon situation, they need to, of course, find a good trainer. And eventually be, you know, learn friendship and love and all that. In a human situation, they need to go out and find a job. Start a family. Have kids. And many, many more options to go with it. Options that, well, they create. I like this clip. Because it shows that many young Americans, I'm really looking at the young Americans, get too comfortable in their college. Get too comfortable in their home. And what they want to do is what? They want to go out. And they want to look outside and see, well, scary. And it is scary. It's scary that you're going to be in thousands of dollars in debt. It's scary that you might not find the job you want at first. Or you might never find the job. It's scary to be committed to someone, to actually be with someone for a long period of time. It's scary to put large amounts of money into something and pray it works. It's scary, but that's the way life is. And that's the way the human race has always been like. Cavemen will go out to the world and, you know, would inspire themselves to create something. Everything that's around you today is made by humans who decide to leave their safe place, go out into the real world, and see what they can make out of themselves. And I know you, like myself, know that there are many people out there who are in that safe place. They get too comfortable. Some of you might not be friends with them anymore. Some of you might watch him on TV. Has a character of some sort. Just like what I just watched in Pokemon. But others, you still know who they are. I had a friend. Well, he still is my friend. He's one of my best friends in Queens. And he knows who he is. You know, he was in a safe place. But now he's finally breaking out because it's scary. And what I learned from my best friend is kind of leaving this clip. It's not just him who wants to be in the safe place. It's someone else who's influencing him to be in that safe place. There are probably many like myself right now who would go up to the person and say, you got to go. Where? Well, that's the beauty of it. I don't know where. But somewhere out there is something that you need to be at, that you need to go to, that you need to find. But then there's that one person that's superior than everyone else. The mom and the dad's a great example, who want to keep you in that safe place because even they're scared. They're scared that you're not going to be able to find a job, support yourself, find love and all of that. So it's scary. It's a very scary world out there. But that's the way it is. It's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be hard. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Even though many people, well, they think something's easy and then they all do it and they waste your time. That's a 2014 model for you. I hope you like the sound clip of wisdom, and I hope you listened to it closely. You really took it in. Because if you know someone, or if you're that superior person who's keeping that someone from going out into the world, again, I can't tell you what to do if your role is a parent. That's not my say. Never was, never will be. I'm just suggesting, think about it. Is this healthy? Is this the right thing to do? Is your son or daughter, for example, or the Sound Club of Wisdom, your Pokemon, are they going to be better because you kept them in the safe place? The odds are going to be no. They'll have a better chance of living a prosperous life if you let them go, leave out of that safe place. Something to think about. Want to thank my mom, my brother. Love you. Thank you. Want to thank my dad, spectating. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Howard Forrest, our phone screener. Mary Clifton, Scout Care producer. And Moon Summer, our voiceover personality. Britt Heisen, our guest tonight. Actress. Editor-in-Chief of Millennial Magazine in California, millennialmagazine.co, .com. And you can follow her on Twitter, at Millennial, M-A-G-Z. Follow her. I think she's great. I mean, she's got a strong opinion, and she's not afraid to say it, and she decided to take into her own hands, and she has. Want to thank all of our affiliates for airing our program tonight. AudioGraded.com, MeetYourRadio.com, Route1Radio.com, BestAfterDark.com, TransformationTalkRadio.com, and AMWBOQ 1230. Hope we impress you guys once again. And I want to thank you, the audience. You make the show. Again, I just put stuff together. Yeah, this is my studio. This is my microphone. But if it wasn't for you guys, there'd be no reason to use any of this or spend the money and eventually information that we can share with the world. That's what? Information. Information that we can share world. That's how I see it. Politics in Hollywood acts to someone in Hollywood, how we react, and how politics in Hollywood acts to someone in Hollywood, how we we react and how politics and Hollywood are really that similar. Reminding ourselves, because we all know how our roads are so old. Our bridges are falling apart. There's C ratings. I read an article 2 years ago and I'm reading it now. Fix those bridges. Get a budget, a balanced budget. AM, the internet and beyond. Don't be left behind. www.yoandrewnts.com. At Andrew Tree Geo. Tweet me at yoandrewnts. Just listen to Yo Andrew Talk Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.